dreams become a nightmare.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this 30th day of August, 2005. Can't believe 2005 is rapidly closing here. We've only got about 5 months left in this year, folks.
Sometimes I say the sooner the better.
Well, and you know what? It's with trepidation, that I look to the future, because we see the signs. We've been telling people, a lot of people, Jeff, have scoffed over the years. Oh, you people talking about gold, you've been saying this for years. Well, yeah. Well, we know leading economic indicators, we can add, we can subtract, we can see the economic viability of this country slipping beyond belief. Last hour you mentioned that when George Bush took office back in 2001, if you had 10 grand in the bank, congratulations, it's only worth 6,000 now. People are tired of losing. They're being taxed beyond belief. It just never ends. What we're selling is asset protection, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm waiting for the phone calls, Jeff. I'm waiting for the phone calls when people are going to call us up and say thank you for giving us that advice, telling us to position ourselves at least. Many gold people will tell you position yourself at least 17% of your portfolio in gold and precious metals, and that is a minimum. As we draw closer to this, Jeff.
And I think that's being conservative and that's being honest, John, because each potential client has got to work into a relationship with the firm that he or she chooses to deal with. I mean, if they choose not to deal with Republic, frankly, they're going to lose money. You and I know each other well enough to know that I will work with people to fit the bill. I had a call 5 minutes before we went on the air, a gentleman who picked up our ad in American Free Press, and he was concerned because he said that it made no reference. He says, is all you sell is gold? I said, well, what do you have in mind, silver, platinum, what? And he said, no, I'm interested in a very large purchase of silver. So, it's something we need to deal with.
Sure.
And silver is a program unto itself that we will have to gear ourselves toward. But I think that depending on your scheduling and stuff, we could do this several times a week because there is so much to this story, not just the day-to-day economics that we all read about and hear about. A lot of people think about, oh, gee, the poor people down in Florida and Louisiana. What they don't realize is come next year, it is your homeowner's insurance policy that's going to go up to help compensate for the loss, even on Lou Dobbs, it says the insurance companies aren't losing money. They're just forced to pay out some of the money they've been sucking up people all these years. And so we're trying to provide you with an insurance of another type. This is self-insuring, John. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I was just going to say to my producer here, I had Colonel Joe Hart scheduled for today. Let's do this. Let's cancel him for today, and we'll reschedule him. What's today? Tuesday. We'll reschedule him for tomorrow. There we go. All right, because I wanted to clear the board here, Jeff. Because you know that this situation bothers me. I try to conduct my business affairs and my personal affairs to the standard, always trying to achieve, not the perfect standard. Nobody's perfect here, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not saying we never, ever, ever make mistakes. But I'm going to tell you what. If you gear yourself toward that attained goal, in other words, trying to do the level absolute best that you can possibly do, you're going to hit more home runs than you're going to strike out, I guarantee you. The problem has been, Jeff, that we have been dealing with people that are just phony baloney, sizzle sellers, smile on your face, take your money. When the money's gone, guess what?
They stop calling, don't
that's
they?
That's exactly what they do. You're almost like reading my mind here.
I'm kind of a strange bird. My own firm, which I'd had for nearly 10 years, for many reasons we chose to, although the corporate entity exists, that aspect of it doesn't. It's amongst the reasons we got together. But when we come back from the break, let me share a couple things with you that I think our listeners are going to find of interest.
All right, very good. And we got somebody that wants to say hi to you. We'll do that right after this.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me slip in this caller from Arkansas. Hello, Dave.
John, and how you doing, Jeff?
Arky Dave, how are you, buddy?
Hey, this old Arky Dave here.
Good to hear from you. How's your mom doing?
Oh, you know, she's just really hanging right in there. She's 98 and a half now, Jeff.
Oh, that's great. What a lot of listeners don't know is, and of course you know because you sent it to me, is we did quite a Second Amendment-related piece on the Federal Observer some years ago, and son of a gun had Dave's mom's picture posted on there.
It was awesome. Awesome, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's been quite a while.
I know. It's sure good to hear you, and sure glad you're hooked up with the Republic now.
Well, John and I go back a long way, and I guess just things come around again, you know, like Carly Simon says.
What goes around comes around eventually. That's right.
Yeah, let's not say what goes around comes around. I like the other way. We're coming around again. That's
okay. All right.
There you go.
All right.
Beautiful.
Well, Dave, I appreciate your call.
Well, God bless you all.
All right.
Good to hear from you, Dave. Take care.
And, Jeff, here in the foreseeable future, you also have a program on the network. It's a tough thing to do. I don't think a lot of people appreciate and realize that you may have one area of expertise, but not a lot of people. Usually they do one thing, and they do one thing well. But you have the capability of not only knowing the gold and silver business, and you've been working it for a number of years. You know all the competition out there. you know what we're doing, and you know what we're after. We're just after the mostest for the leastest. And that serves well because, you know, the old saying, you know, if you do something to somebody and they come up with the short end of the stick, they're going to tell 10 people because they're angry.
Absolutely correct. Well, absolutely right.
And that person that you do that good turn for, they're going to recommend you to other people because they were treated fairly and decently. And it's just not a cash, you know, show me the money kind of deal. And I'm so sick and tired of that. Jeff, I can't even express this adequately in words, that I am
It permeates our entire society. It's still the me generation, and it's me, me, me. I maintain that the people in this country have become a nation of opera singers, and they're all running around saying me, 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 me. And and unfortunately, it starts from the top and goes all the way down to the bottom, and it's really sad. Let me share a couple things with you, John, because we did speak about the international gold thing a little earlier. Archie Dave just joined me in the chat room. We talked almost an hour ago about the fact that when I introduced the international gold collections to the airwaves, I mean, it didn't just tick off some of the brokers that you and I know or know of. It just literally rocked the industry. And it's not that I was the first one to ever do it, but I was the first one to really go public with it and push the issue. And, of course, you've had many of these brokers sit there and tell people, you don't want to own that international stuff. It's not recognized here. You know, who's going to recognize a French piece? Well, there's several things to say. An awful lot of people that live in this country and conduct their business in this country, number one, were not born here. Many of those people, legal or otherwise, who came here as either immigrants or aliens, came to this country because in their nation, whether it was Pakistan or India or the former Soviet bloc or wherever it was, or Hong Kong or Korea, they were able to get into this country because they had a little something to barter with that the guy next to them didn't have. And that was typically gold. You remember going back to about 1916, two-thirds of this world were basically controlled by the British. That's where the terminology, the sun never sets on the British Empire, came from. They were involved in India. They were in South Africa. They were in Hong Kong. They were in the Falklands, Australia, Canada, etc. That is why the British gold sovereign, specifically the old ones, the Queen Victorias, and we've got access to three or four different varieties of Queen Victoria gold coinage, King Edward and King George. I don't touch the modern-day Elizabethan stuff because, once again, it is a modern-day bullion-issue coin that has no historical / collector's value. Therefore, they would be considered confiscable. But when the industry got on the air, and some of these people you and I personally know, and started dumping on me because we were scamming them and lying to them, telling them that all this stuff was going to be confiscable, let me share one paragraph from you. In 1954, the Treasury Department recognized at last that the time had come to legitimize the numismatic gold market. This is 21 years after Roosevelt's gold grab. Consequently, an amendment was made to the gold regulations to the effect that all gold coins minted prior to 1933 would subsequently be presumed to be rare and of recognized special value to collectors without the necessity of further specific determinations by the Treasury. What I'm basically saying is, because a lot of our listeners, they're not trying to be rare coin collectors. They're not trying to be a Rockefeller, although we might all like to have their money. We're trying to survive. We're trying to establish that insurance that allows us to care for ourselves in the worst of times. Why go out and spend $600 or $700 for maybe an uncirculated, certified, suspect date $20 U.S. gold coin, even though they're great to have, as a part of your portfolio? Why do that? It's less than an ounce. It's 0.9675 of an ounce. You can turn around and buy four British gold sovereigns uncirculated for considerably less than that, dated at about the same time period. Each one's about a quarter of an ounce.
if gold is worth $1,000 and I need $250 worth of goods, am I not going to be better to hand the guy a gold sovereign that is a quarter of an ounce for $250, or am I going to give him an approximately 1 ounce gold coin and figure out how am I going to get my $750 change? So that's the common sense of the fractional and the European. So it doesn't matter if it's European or South American or the occasional piece we can get out of Australia or Canada or whatever the case may be. We can do similar things with silver. Some silver is not as affordable as others when you start getting into that realm. But consider this, John. We in this country tend to look to Washington and look to our politicians to levy the blame for all of our woes on them. But what we, the American people, forget to do, we fail to get up in the morning and, other than with vanity in mind, we forget to look in the mirror and realize that that person staring back at us is the one that is ultimately responsible for this nation's plight today. We went to sleep 40 years ago with Rip Van Winkle. We just woke up. Things haven't changed. We go back to sleep. We walk into a polling booth once every 4 years, cast a vote for president, and go home and go back to sleep again. We're voting for the same kind of characters over and over and over again. We've taken the entire responsibility of our lives and put it in someone else's hands. We've put our health into the care of our doctor. No one knows our body and can control our own personal health better than we can, not the doctor. The doctor can prescribe a plastic pill or give us an X-ray or give us a shot, but if he tells us to take two aspirin and call him in the morning and we don't do it, what good has it done? We both know there's many alternative health items out there that can allow us to take control of our own physical health. Now we talk about spiritual health. We've turned over our entire ability to be saved, we've put into the hands of some rabbi or a preacher or a pastor or a priest. We don't take that responsibility unto ourselves. It's no different than our financial lives. We go to our insurance man and get stuck up with annuities, hoping that our insurance man's going to take care of us. The commission that an insurance broker gets, once he signs you up on an annuity, he gets 70% of the first year's premium on that annuity. That is outrageous.
I was not aware of that.
Oh, no, it's an outrageous amount of money. You trust your financial health to your banker, your stockbroker. Hey, Mr. Stockbroker, I got 10 G's. What should I invest in today? Hey, I got this hot commodity over here that's going to be the next boom. It's going to make you a ton of money. Except what he doesn't tell you is he's getting paid a nice little finder's fee to guide you in that direction.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you might as well send that money to your local politician or something. You might get
You might as well go pick up a gal on the street at night, because at least you're going to get something in return for it.
Well, at least you know what you're dealing with.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so this is where I tell people, I challenge every one of them to begin to take responsibility for your own spiritual health, your physical health, and your financial health. Because if you don't, you're going to wind up bankrupt in all three areas.
And then the only thing that you're going to have at that point is having the luxury of having people that are going to, a lot of people are going to be in that same boat. But you know what? That and 50 cents won't even buy you half a cup of coffee. So we've got to do this, and I've been after people for a number of years. This has always been an important thing for me, because Jeff, there are so many good people out there, but that they really don't have a way of, and this is a morass out there, folks, because you got everybody selling you the sizzle, you got everybody making the claims, and sometimes they hit, most often they don't. But there is one thing that I do know, that this economy is set to collapse. There is no way. No way on God's green earth that they can stop it. Jeff, I've said this on this program many times, over a year ago now. I just ran across the article again last week, a little paragraph that was put out by the Government Office of Accountability, if that says anything.
Yeah.
They said that, well, the past present and future obligations of the U.S. government is $51 trillion. We looked at it. It's closer to 70. But there's no way that we can dig ourselves out of this hole, and we know that an imminent financial collapse is very near in the future.
That's right.
It can't be said any plainer than that.
No, not at all.
We got to take the break. We'll come back on the other side, take a few of your phone calls with Mr. Jeffrey Bennett on today's National Intel Report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Public Trading Group, ladies and gentlemen, precious metals, gold and silver, as I'm reading the ad right out of the American Free Press, right on page 4, as a matter of fact, and this is our pledge to you, folks. The gold prices are going to be the lowest. Customer service, we're going to bend over backwards. Delivery, prompt and dependable, tell you what, you even get a tracking number for your order. That's right, a tracking number so we can track exactly where your order is. A lot of people get nervous out there, and rightfully so, because the gold and silver market people out there have not always been the most reputable and honest people. We'll be able to tell you exactly where your order is throughout the system, and that's a given. 24-hour delivery service available through wire transfer. Folks, you'll never see gold prices. You'll never see gold prices like you're looking at today. It'll fluctuate a little bit. It might go up a little bit. It might go down a little bit. But we see the handwriting on the wall, and we're urging all people, and I can't wait for the phone calls, Jeff, thanking us for not pushing them, but just repeatedly telling them, look, take that personal responsibility, step up, because your politician's not going to do it. Nobody is going to do it for you. You've got to do it yourself, educate yourself, make those calls. We'll invite you to call the gold company out in California or maybe another one in Scottsdale, Arizona. You make those calls, ladies and gentlemen. We're asking you to make those calls. We'll beat anybody's prices out there. This is what we're trying to do. We had to bring this in-house because, quite frankly, I'm tired of the charlatans. I am really tired of them. And
John, some years ago, in one of my earlier venues, I had an evening program. This would have gone back to the old Republic International, the old RRI days, and I was doing an evening program. I had a sponsor out of Texas who had a shtick that was different than anyone else's. But let's just say that his shtick turned out to be bogus, and that was a little tongue-in-cheek, that reference, and anybody who's been out there long enough knows who and what I'm talking about. And he got a lot of calls off of my program and an awful lot of people that bought product. And then some of those people had a need to do some liquidation and find out that they were down 50%. That's not because the market had fallen. Back in those days, gold was pretty stagnant at the 250 to 260 range. And what it was indication of is that they had been sold a bill of goods on some alleged rarities that were not rare. You made a comment before. If someone has the wherewithal and truly wants to begin to develop a unique, rare coin collection, I mean real rarities, I'd be more than happy to talk with them, John, but they would have to call Republic and ask for me, Jeff Bennett. But the problem is that most of our listeners today, once again, are more concerned with security rather than speculation. I had a client years ago who came to me in a very roundabout fashion, and it took me a year to do it, but I built a collection for him that at the time was the finest known 1866 proof set of American coins. Not the gold, only the silver. He had about $230,000 wrapped up, and that was the half cent and the penny and the nickel and the half dime and the quarter, et cetera, et cetera. So I have the ability and the knowledge to do that, but once again, it's not the arena we're going after per se. And to have people let me post.
But it's nice, Jeff. Let me interrupt you here for a second because it's nice that to know that if you're going to make a call and you are a serious collector and you have that wherewithal, and this is a passion for a lot of people, and it takes a few bucks in order to stay in that game. It's nice to know that you're going to be calling a guy that's familiar with that.
I agree.
That's important because you need somebody that's well-rounded in this business.
There's a question that has been posed to me so many times over the years. Some of it's been posed on the air by other brokers who have kind of posted it as a rhetorical question to kind of slam me. That question was, with all of the certified U.S. coins being promoted by dealers on the alternative media, the question was, why do I continue to offer international gold and silver pieces? My answer was simple, and I post this to our listeners today. Yes, I believe in owning historical U.S. gold coins. I just don't believe in putting all of my eggs in a single basket. Coins from Europe and Central and South America, other regions of the world, will provide us with a strong financial foundation of our, I say this tongue-in-cheek, John, collection through the purchase of fractional denominations for somewhat less than that of their American counterparts. A coin providing similar weight. I'm going to pose a question to you. If you were building a house, would you begin by building the walls or the roof first and then come back later and pour the foundation?
No.
Of course you wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
You always begin with the foundation. If our listeners are purchasing gold for the purpose of providing a sound financial base for the uncertain times ahead, each and every one of them needs to start with the foundation. Acquire as much as you can for as little as possible. And whatever our listeners' reasons for purchasing gold or silver are at this time, we will be very proud to serve their individual needs.
Well, and
individual needs is the key.
Individual. And folks, you're not going to get hammered by phone calls with brokers that are telling you about the latest, greatest deal. That's not our style, and that's not what we're after. 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. That's the Republic Trading Group. Precious metals, gold and silver, folks, with the guarantees, and we can back them up. We'll take your calls right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Out of the LA Times today, $1.3 trillion in deficits forecast over the decade. I don't see how that's possible, but this is what it reports. The CBO's annual report on the budget outlook foresees a deficit of $400 billion this year. It also forecasts a cumulative deficit of $1.3 trillion from 2005 to 2014, an increase of nearly 60% from the CBO's $861 billion estimate of just 4 months ago. Well, folks, these numbers, again, are not really reflective of what's really going on in the economy. And what they don't tell you about is the $1 billion plus a year. You know, we're dealing with the international loan sharks, the International Monetary Fund, the paper people. That's right. They'll print it. You keep circulating. You keep paying the interest on it, they'll keep making that commodity. It's worth nothing. Cost them about a couple of cents for each bill that they print. But the problem with the fiat currency system is that it is always doomed to failure. Always. Without exception. And we're headed toward that. Folks, our dollar is only worth 4 cents right now. 4 cents. And if you were to cash that dollar in for a real 4 cents, Well, that's right. It's not even real anymore. It's copper wash zinc. They did that for a reason. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Howard in Missouri. Hello, Howard.
I haven't talked to you since the old days. The days in Michigan.
Okay. It's been a while.
I was down in Arkansas Dave's neck of the woods, and you, RBN, was coming out of AM radio down there.
Well, that's a good deal.
That's great, isn't it? This morning I was watching the controlled news there, one of the big networks, and the little readout on the bottom says, State Police and National Guard ordered to deal ruthlessly with looters. Isn't that great?
Yeah, I've seen...
Did you see that?
Yeah, it's that area is now under... it's under martial law.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I received a piece on that as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Angie sent that out to me. In New Orleans, they're under martial law.
Yeah.
And it's not good, Howard.
Well, and what they're saying now, that it may be up to now, envision this, folks, it may up to be up to 4 months before people can actually return to their property. So, you know, you're dealing with now homeland security type mentality people. Property is ours, no matter what condition it's in, and nobody has the right to keep you away from it for 4 months. But they're going to try. They're going to try.
The first thing I thought of was the torture memos. You see, the Antichrist is training his minions.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
All right. Hey, thanks.
Hey, sir.
Appreciate it, Howard.
John, a real quick insert, if I may. Two things. Anytime I'm on the air, whether it's my own program or as a guest, I have a chat room at my website that's open, and any of your listeners that would care to drop in, they could certainly do so because they can post questions on that chat room that I can share on the air as well.
Okay.
And that is at www.federalobserver.com. And over on the left-hand side, it says Chat Live. You click on there, you sign in, and you're in. You don't care what name you use or anything else. Strangely enough, I just received an email during the break from an old friend of all of ours, John up in Minnesota, who says, welcome back. As one warrior lays down his shield and sword so that he may go home, another picks up his shield and sword once again and comes back into the battle. Seeing you back in the battle tempers my pain. From the loss of my brother Stephen this morning.
Oh, John, I am sorry. We all know who John in Minnesota is. John,
yeah.
I'm real sorry to hear that.
And my prayers to a very good friend.
All right. Oh, by the way, Jeff, when people call that 800-691-7898, they're actually going to hear your voicemail say Federal Observer.
That's correct. We'll get that change. We'll also get the Republic Trading Group in there. I've got to get a couple things done.
All righty. Let's go to the phones. Barney in Maryland. Hello, Barney.
Yeah, how you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Hey, John, I agree with what you said yesterday on your program about using the states to take back the country.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the states can sue the federal government and withhold money by putting it in escrow when they have a difference. But have you ever read Hinman's book on Blame Metro or The Terrible 1313?
No, I haven't.
Well, she tells in there about the Rockefeller establishing this metro government. And it's a metro government network, and they have headquarters in 1313 Chicago and 1313 New York and other areas. But what they do, they take and wine and dine all these people at the county level and state level. And they have, for example, they form a conference of governors, a conference of chief justices, and the National Association of Attorney Generals, and the National Association of State Budget Officers.
It's their schooling consortium. They tell them what the next step is going to be, and they get in lockstep.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they program them, wine and dine them, program them, and they come back here, and they're almost guaranteed to be elected because of newspapers and all on there.
And I can almost guarantee you that whatever this guy is going to do in his public service life, and we have a term for the servicing industry down here for the cattle industry. Folks, use your imagination. This is what happens. Very, very rarely do you have any of these politicians looking out for the individual. They're looking out for themselves. They're looking out for their jobs. They're looking out for the continuity and the enrichment and enlargement of the federal government. And it has nothing to do with states, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with you as an individual. That's a given.
If you want to find out who the one-worlders are in your area, you can look to these groups that Rockefeller has formed under 1313.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Barney. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Professor in Georgia. Hello, Professor.
I've met both of you gentlemen. Good to talk to you. John, you know, I've been leaving my number so you can call me back. I haven't heard from you.
Yeah, I know. You want a show on the network, and I'm not ready to pop yet. That's why I haven't called you. Hey, Professor, do me a favor. Don't start lobbying here on the air for it. What's on your mind today?
It's more than that. It's about a gold coin that I'm putting together. I'm going to mint my own coin, my own commemorative round, and I do believe it will be a thumb in the eye of the New World Order beast, okay? I mean, it's going to be a Christian coin. I've already talked to the manufacturer. I'm sitting, there's things I can't go into, but John, if you'd call me, I mean, maybe I'd make you, we could arrange some distribution of this. It's going to be called the Rainbow. We have the Euro, the Amero, and I'm coming up with the Rainbow. And it's going to be a coin that is 12 karat gold. It's not going to, anyway, there's a lot of story behind it. And it really is going to be an awesome tool to put in the hand of even children, like dimes and quarters. It's going to be a small amount of gold, one-tenth of an ounce in each coin, and then it's going to be pre-scored so it can be broken apart into three parts, which would be one-thirtieth. It's very easy to figure out what the value is when you know the value of an ounce, but I'd like to talk to you about it and see what you think.
All right.
With your expertise all these years. See, I've been in the jewelry business. I'm a jewelry maker, a jewelry manufacturer, but anyway. On to something very interesting. What if I told you that we're going to be under martial law, at least in the state of Georgia, with regard to the city of Savannah, and I can prove it? Well, we're going to be in martial law come October.
Why?
How in the world could you know that?
Why? Yeah.
Well, do you ever listen to Steve Quayle's show?
No.
All right, well, okay.
Yeah, it's nothing against Steve,
yeah.
Professor. It's you know, there's only so many hours in the day.
Exactly. I'm aware of
telling
that.
Telling you.
I'm aware of that. But Steve Quayle said that last week on his show that there are five more cyclonic events taking place off the coast of West Africa right now, where basically the hurricane nursery is. Okay? So we know we're about to be inundated with more of these storms. They're going to draw them over here. When I say they, when I was in the 20-something years ago, about 25 years ago, when I was in high school, my biology teacher, fresh out of college, said that there was these giant magnets over in Russia and that they could control the weather and blah, blah, blah. So that was in 1981. If people, you know, if she was aware then, and I was, like, shocked by it, but I didn't forget it. Well, we definitely have weather warfare down to a science now. And I can go to my sink, and I can do this for children or anybody. I can take a plastic nylon comb. I can rub it on my denim jeans. I can hold it up through that little stream of water coming out of the bathroom sink, and I can make that water bend towards the comb. And then when I move the comb in different ways, the water follows every which way I turn it. So with simple ionization, you can make water go wherever you want it, push or pull. All right? So I just want people to be aware of that.
Yeah.
You can do that in your kitchen sink or your bathroom sink.
All right.
Let me read this. This is in the Ledger Inquirer out of Columbus, Georgia, dated Sunday, August 28, 2005. This is a one ad for the M&E Group, you know, like the Carlyle Group. Well, it's a military, obviously a military group. It says they seek 150, begin quote, heavy armored equipment mechanics, end quote, for temporary employment from October 1st, 2005 through July 1st, 2006. Well, what do they want them for? To repair, service, and maintain heavy and armored vehicles in the Savannah, Georgia metropolitan area. Okay, they're going to be working full time, 40 hours a week, getting $18.85 per hour, but they must possess 2 years of training as a mechanic and 2 years experience in the job of military armored heavy equipment mechanics. And they must possess proficiency in the service and repair of heavy equipment, vehicles, constructing plant, oil, or heavy earth-moving equipment.
Yeah.
It says they must also know how to work on the diesels with the twin turbo diesels.
Right.
Let's see exactly what it says. supercharged two-stroke diesels, as well as track and wheel vehicle mechanics.
Well, a word about Steve Quayle. I like Steve. I've known Steve. And Jeff, you know Steve Quayle.
Yep.
I like the guy, but here's the problem. I've heard Steve many, many times, and you can check this out for yourself, folks. And this is nothing personally, because personally I like Steve Quayle. He and I have known each other for a number of years. But it never fails that we have an emergency, and on Friday the emergency hits, and if it doesn't take place on Monday, well, we're lucky to have escaped that. Look, all I'm saying is that we know that things aren't quite right. What we've been telling people for the longest time, no matter what happens, when it happens, or how it happens, be prepared. And we're not talking about building, you know, I'm not talking about the Planet X crowd out here. I'm not talking about earth berm homes or anything of that nature. I am just saying, are we living our normal lives here? We can do so much to protect ourselves, and beyond that, we're out of the control, and we're in the hands of God. I like Steve, but sometimes the guy is just a little too paranoid for me.
Well, John, my comment as this story began to unfold is, after he shared this story, what did he sell?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's an unfortunate thing. And it's he has got some abilities and knowledge that the majority of the listeners don't, or broadcasters don't have, because of the equipment and the contacts he has. But for far too many years, and he's unfortunately not the only one, it's the scare tactic of the week. And,
yeah.
Gee, but by the way, I can help you out if you buy this.
Well, and you know, preparedness is one thing, and we urge everybody to be prepared as much as they can. But here's my deal. I don't want people worrying unnecessarily. And I'm not saying I'm the greatest mind on the face of the planet. But here's my deal. We've been shoveled fear day in, day out, month in, month out, year out, for how many years? And where has it gotten us? It is time that we put this fear factor to one side. I'm not saying to people that there's nothing to be afraid of, because there is. If you have eyes to see and ears to hear, there certainly is.
That's right.
But what I am saying is, put that fear in its proper place, because fear is the one debilitating thing to a human being, no matter what your age, what your social strata. I don't care how much money you make. Fear is debilitating, and I am sick and tired of the purveyors of fear. We need positive action and result, and that doesn't come from fear-mongering. End of story. Thank you for your call, Professor. I appreciate it very much. Do you think that pretty well sums it up, Jeff?
Oh, I think it does, John. My biggest problem is how many years we've been doing this, and the travels we've done around the country together and apart, and so many of the lectures we've heard, and it is this constant fear factor that has brought most of this nation to a point of inertia. They hear so much of this, pro and con, they don't know what to do, so they don't do
anything.
And as relates to some of the financial issues we've been talking about today, I just received a note on the chat room explaining about somebody mentioned some of the gold pieces they had, wanted to know if they could talk to me about it, and I said, yes, but you'll need to call Republic and ask to speak with me. And the fact of the matter is severalfold. There are people out there listening today. They have purchased gold and silver through other venues, other companies. If you're comfortable with them and you feel you're being treated fairly and properly, then fine, stay with them. However, all I can do is invite you to say, try the Republic difference. Give us a call. Give us an opportunity to earn your business. And I hate that terminology. It is so cold and so Everybody out there has used it, but I don't know any other simple way to put it.
Well, Jeff, I mean, simply put, we are all, you know, it's always buyer beware. This is what we're told, and it's most often mouthed by the charlatans that are willing and able to take your money over goods and services. Look, folks, here's the bottom line. You wouldn't hire somebody to do your yard if they did a lousy job. You wouldn't rehire them.
No.
If you're having a car repair done and you find out that you were ripped off and they installed muffler bearings, you wouldn't be too happy. Here's the deal. You are not going to know until you try. And we're offering you nothing but the best deal on the face of the planet. And if you can get a better deal elsewhere, we invite you to go do it. But I doubt very much that you're going to find it. The only way that we're going to earn your trust is for you to do some simple business with us. And, Jeff, you've seen this many times yourself. Somebody that's kind of speculative about stuff, maybe doesn't know who you are or how you operate, they'll call you up. They'll make a purchase of a couple coins. Next week, you'll get a call from them. They want 10, 15, 20, 25,000 in gold. How many times have you seen that happen?
And, you know, I know for a fact that there are many of my former listeners who are listening right now. They've already come in the chat room and said, wow, it's good to hear you back on the radio. And that kind of thing is going to happen. But let me suggest this to anyone who's listening. If you've been on the brink of beginning to, quote, dabble in the marketplace, if you wish to use those terms, if you want to call and order, a couple of coins, or if you want to order a 4 or a 5 pack of something, or if you said everything that these guys have talked about today makes absolute total sense. I had a guy that came to me about a year ago that said, Jeff, I've been listening to people with your spiels for 4 and 5 years. He said, you're the first guy that has ever made complete common sense with your approach, and he turned around and spent $20,000.
And why is that happening?
A lot of our listeners don't have that kind of money. A lot have more. If you're interested in making an acquisition, whether it's one coin or $1 million worth of coins, you have to make the decision what's right for you and your family. Don't take food out of your family's mouths. Don't use money that's got to be used for the mortgage payment in 2 days. That's not the kind of thing we're talking about. We're talking about funds that you've got sitting in a savings account or in your mattress because you're scared to death of what's happening. Now put that stuff to use for you.
And then
years ago, gold was $252 an ounce. Today it's almost $200 higher than that. All that's doing is compensating for the loss in George Bush's dollar.
That's right.
Call us. Make the call. Yeah. If you're ready to do so, make the call. Be prepared to take action today. Let us know what it is you want to do. Let us work for you.
And that is a good point, Jeff, because we don't want anybody operating out of panic or fear. And you're right. We don't want you spending your mortgage payment. But I'll tell you what. We'll work with you. We'll get you the assets that you can afford to put in your portfolio for your survival. And we're going to do it in such a way that it's going to be painless, pleasurable, and we're not going to rip you off.
Right.
What a deal.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, let's go back and finish these two phone calls up. Bruce in Colorado. Hello, Bruce.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
I'm calling about Kevin Burns. He's a general who was allegedly fired.
Yeah?
Yeah. There are a number of people who try to locate him because they're concerned about his health and welfare. And there's a belief in general that he's been abducted.
Is he the general who spoke out against Mr. Bush's policies in Iraq?
Yes.
Yes, I'm aware of who he is, but I was not aware of the fact that he seems to have gone undercover or disappeared.
Right. Well, his lawyer, people try to locate him through his lawyer. And the thing is that here's a man who is a four-star general and is trying to help us. And I feel like we owe him some kind of help to him by trying to locate him and demanding what's happened to him. Because the thing is that they had no business arresting him or firing him. You can't actually fire a general like that. All you can do with a general is take him off of duty, and he still has his commission.
Right, right. I'm looking at the story right now in the American Free Press. It's on page 3.
George Bush thinks he's better than Harry Truman. That's the problem.
Yeah. All right, Bruce, we'll look into it. We'll see if we can locate the guy. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
John in Texas, you're last up on this edition of the National Intel Report with Jeffrey Bennett, new on board with the Republic Trading Group and soon to have a program on this very network.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, John? Yeah, I want to reiterate what Bruce said, and I think this hurricane is a manufactured distraction. It's terrible, but they have that, according to several scientists, they have the ability to manufacture those hurricanes and steer them in the direction they want to. And it's a terrible natural history event that happens sometimes, but they're using it to their advantage to manufacture stories and distract from the intramural skirmishing that's going on in our military services right now.
Have you noticed one thing? Have you noticed the chemtrails that have ceased? They have ceased here in Texas. I don't know. I've gotten calls from Florida, Arizona. People are noticing less and less spraying in the atmosphere, and a lot of people attributed that to changing the convections, the hot air, and how the you know, the air circulates around the earth and all that stuff.
Interesting you brought that up, John, because it was last Saturday. I was in the pool. My granddaughter was over, and I saw the first single chemtrail that I have seen in probably 2.5 months. I've not seen any tic-tac-toe,
yep.
no puzzles in the sky, but it was a single one. And, of course, I sat there laughing to myself because the average bozo that would see it would call it a jet stream.
Well, and the funny thing about this is that, the last year they were predicting that we were going to have just as many, if not more, hurricanes this year than we did last. What did we have last year, 10 of them?
I don't know, but I'm surprised somebody hasn't used the word American tsunami.
There you go.
It's the only thing we're missing.
When I bring it up in a crowd or something, I get laughed at. They think I'm out of my mind, but I see those.
Well,
every time I see them, I know it's going to rain like 3 days later.
Yeah,
I know.
They always do it before front. Yeah, but it has.
But I'm terribly concerned about General Burns, too. We haven't heard anything from him. He's being kept incommunicado, in my opinion. Everybody's looking for him.
I'll be darned.
So, thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate it, John.
I guess you just joined me in the chat room. I have not heard from him in 6 months, and I've been concerned. Tim Revere has joined me in the chat room. Man, it's really good to see him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's made a miraculous, nothing short of a miraculous recovery, and he's now performing in public again. He's a musician.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. He's about 35 miles from me, down near Bastrop.
Yeah, he was in your area.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great. Good to hear from you. We've got some good folks in the chat room. Bab C, who I've not, heard from for a while. Hillbilly's in here, Hippie Biker. Somebody came in as listener. Onatapa, and if you watch James Bond movies, that's got its own little side joke. And, of course, Tim Revere. And really good to see some of these folks. And
Well, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man. I thank you for the opportunity. It's been, in many respects, a long time coming. You know, you kind of went off on my own. I stayed there, actually did quite well for a good number of years, and then for technical reasons and other reasons, there are forces that be out there that would like to do nothing but shut every one of us up. And unfortunately, I got myself in a position where they were able to shut me up for a while. And then through the intermediary of an associate of both of ours, got the two of us back together. I welcome the opportunity. Thank you.
It's there's history, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? I was talking to your mutual friend and mine over at today.
Or the importer.
Yeah, the importer. And I told him, I said, the older I get, he told me he was 58 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a few years on me. And he says, the older I get, he says, the less I'm concerned about what happened yesterday. What I'm more concerned about is what's happening today and how can I make that better tomorrow.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's correct.
It's been a long time coming, my friend.
Hey, put a phone number out. Any of these folks who know me who want to talk, let them know how they can get a hold of us. And they just call Republic and ask for me.
Well, actually, the calls are forwarded directly to you. And if they call 800-691-7898, they will do that. And I have a funny feeling that your one phone line over there ain't going to be enough.
I've got another one that's kind of hanging here I can get put back in. And we'll take care of some things.
All righty. Well, Jeff, It was a fast 2 hours, my friend.
Well, it was, John. We'll do it again. Like I say, there's plenty more programs in the winds. There's way too much going on. You watch and see, folks. This Katrina thing is going to run up the cost of living for all of us.
Boy, that's
across the board. Yeah. They're not wasting time. They've already raised gas 10 cents a gallon in Pennsylvania. It's gonna spider nest out from that point on. You watch your food prices. You watch gasoline prices. I know what's going to happen with fuel oil prices in the Northeast. It's all going insane, and you people are sitting around waiting for a miracle.
That ain't going to happen.
Guess what? Republic Trading will be your miracle.
There you go. Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, John. Thank you.
Take care. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We've rescheduled Colonel Joe Hart for tomorrow, and he will be with us. Thank you. God bless him. We'll see you tomorrow.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.